Your immune system reacts to foreign invaders, including harmful bacteria, viruses, and other perceived enemies called antigens.
The last two are the response may produce one or both of two kinds of fighters. To prevent dental problems,
one kind involves antibodies that circulate in the bloodstream.
Begin with the outer surfaces of your teeth and the inner surfaces
of your back teeth. The second type stimulates specific cells to take on the unwanted invaders.
Position your toothbrush
white blood cells, known as lymphocytes, are divisible into two major kinds,
clean inner surfaces of upper and lower front teeth,
and T cells.
Brush vertically.
Both act in the short and long term to provide you with immune protection.
To clean the junction between your teeth and gums,
the B cells are responsible for humoral immunity and are activated in the lymph nodes and spleen to produce antibodies to fight off invaders in the bloodstream.
For lower teeth, position
the T cells from the thymus gland produce lymphokines, which stimulate macrophages to attack the invaders within specific cells. In the long term, the B cells and T cells, as memory cells, remember the antigens they have done battle with and are prepared to act if the same invader or antigen reappears. Skin test shows typical wheal and flare. Allergic reaction to allergen introduced beneath the skin surface.
An accumulation of minerals and plaque.
Pearl-like lumps in the lining of the nasal passage are called nasal
polyps.
If they cause breathing difficulty or recurrent sinus infections, these polyps can be removed in a simple surgical procedure. If you have a drug allergy, carry appropriate identification at all times.